As we continue our Advent theme of cleaning out the manger and putting in fresh straw, you know, in order to prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, one of the obstacles I wanted to focus on today with the spiritual life that we often need to clean out is consumerism. You know, we live in one of the wealthiest societies ever in the history of the world. And so we have access to all sorts of material possessions that we can surround ourselves with that just wasn't possible in other times of history. And, you know, especially as we think about the Advent season, you know, sometimes Advent can get hijacked with shopping and the consumerism side of the holidays. And so what is consumerism? You know, one definition is a system in which individuals seek to acquire goods and services beyond what is necessary or as a status symbol. And so a good question to ask ourselves, you know, are we concerned if something that we have isn't as new or as good as what somebody else has? Does that bother us? Do we always need to have the best or the newest thing? Or are we concerned with accumulating more than we need? Or do we get a rush with buying something new, which leads us to always want to be out buying something? You know, what that can do is it can turn us away from seeking fulfillment in our interior life and in union with God, and turn us instead towards seeking fulfillment in something that's exterior. You know, why should we trade union with God, the infinite God who created the entire universe, who's so close to us that anytime we turn to him, he's there, ready to listen to us? Why would we trade that to be dependent upon some exterior possession for our happiness? You know, if we think about, you know, exterior possessions, you know, we might be real excited about getting a new iPhone or getting some new piece of clothing or a new car or the latest technology, whatever it might be. You know, but once we get those things, we know that that wears off quickly. And a few days later, we're on to the next thing. And that next thing that we're after isn't going to bring us lasting peace out either. Yeah. And we know that it's not. Or if we think about buying things as a status symbol, you know, we ultimately can't control what other people think of us. And who cares what somebody else thinks? You know, how many people need to be impressed with us before we'll be happy and fulfilled? Will we be happy and fulfilled if one person is impressed with something that we have? Or do we need 1,000 people to be impressed? Or maybe the truth is we'll never be satisfied with other people being impressed with some fancy thing that we have. Because what truly matters is not what other people think of us, but who we are in the eyes of God. You know, it's only in the interior life that we can find lasting peace, because lasting peace can't be dependent upon exterior things and circumstances, which can very easily change. We know that things can be taken away from us in an instant. But in true lasting peace flows from a knowledge of who God is, a knowledge of his goodness, and a knowledge of the care and the relationship that he wants to have for us. You know, the knowledge that at every moment we're in the hands of our loving Father. If we seek knowledge of God and a real relationship with him, that's what's going to bring lasting peace. And not being focused on possessions, whether it's the thrill we might get from them or what other people think of them. So does that mean we can't buy Christmas presents? Yes, that's what I'm getting at. No presents for Christmas. No, I mean, that's certainly a fine custom and there's nothing wrong with that. But a good test for us is to ask the question, are we grateful for the things that we have? And are we satisfied with what we have and what we receive? And do those things actually lead us towards gratitude towards God? You know, do they lift up our hearts? Do we think about the many ways in which we're blessed? And does that allow our heart to transcend those things and to be grateful to God for being so gracious and so generous with us? Are we able to transcend those things and enter more deeply into the interior life through gratitude? Or are those things a distraction that are pulling us away from the interior life and away from prayer to lead us to seek satisfaction in things apart from God, in creation rather than the Creator? I've recently read a line from one of Pope Leo XIII's encyclicals where he was talking about the Blessed Virgin Mary. He had a very, very interesting quote. He said, "She was born, it is true, of the royal family of David, but she fell heir to none of the wealth and grandeur of her ancestors. She passed her life in obscurity, in a humble town, in a home humbler still. The more content with the poverty of her home, because it left her freer to lift up her heart to God and to cling to him closely as the supreme goodness for which her heart yearned." And so Mary was of the line of David, a royal line, but she didn't have any of the wealth or possessions. But she embraced poverty because it left her heart free to cling to what she truly yearned for, which was union with God. That's the straw in the manger of Our Lady's heart. She embraced poverty so that her heart was free to yearn for God. And imagine the joy and peace that she experienced knowing that the only thing her heart truly yearned for was for union with God. Imagine the joy and peace she was able to experience when she carried the Christ child within her for 9 months. Imagine the fulfillment of the longing in Our Lady's heart. And so are our hearts like Mary's heart? Well, if we're honest, probably not. There's probably a lot of purification that needs to happen within our own hearts. There's probably a lot of detachment that needs to happen with possessions or other things that we might be attached to. But that doesn't mean we can't strive to get there. And so in our first reading, Isaiah, he says, "In my God is the joy of my soul." And I think that's a very profound line for us to meditate upon. Are we detached enough from material possessions that the joy of our soul is in God? Is that true for us? And so I encourage us to take that line from our first reading today to prayer this week and to pray that that be the case, that God is or becomes the joy of our soul. And that yearning for God will increase. And especially if we have the opportunity to go to Eucharistic adoration this week, spend a half an hour, spend an hour in the Lord's presence and pray to him for the grace that the joy of our soul is truly in God, who will satisfy those longings beyond anything we can possibly imagine.